Exciting news at This Week Health. Starting May 16th, our keynote show is moving to Thursdays. Catch every episode weekly on our This Week Health conference channel. Don't miss conversations with top health system leaders designed to transform healthcare one connection at a time. Subscribe to This Week Health conference and stay updated every Thursday.
Hey everyone, I'm Drex, and this is the 2-Minute Drill, brought to you exclusively by our partner, Order, the connected asset visibility and security company. If you've not had the chance yet, check them out at thisweekhealth.com/order. That's O-R-D-R, thisweekhealth.com/order. On the 2-Minute Drill, we do at least three stories at least two times a week, all part of one great community, the 229 Cyber and Risk Community here at This Week Health. Thanks for being with me. Here's some stuff you might want to know about. I hate to say I told you so, but back on March 5th's 2-Minute Drill, I talked about the situation with the cyber terrorist who had ransomed Change Healthcare. Just a quick refresher, the senior partner in this cybercrime is a ransomware as a service gang called Alf V, aka Black Cat. And the junior partner, we now believe, is an organization known as Ransom Hub. Working together, Black Cat provided the ransomware tools to Ransom Hub to stick up the folks at Change Healthcare. Allegedly, then, Change paid $22 million in Bitcoin to Ransom Hub. That Bitcoin was then stolen from the Ransom Hub account by the senior partner in the deal, Black Cat, who apparently wanted all the money and not just the smaller cut they'd normally get for providing the tools to do the crime. So at that point, the cyber gang Ransom Hub was left with no money, but they apparently did have a ton of data they'd stolen during the crime, information on military families and other big partners of Change Healthcare. So what do you think happened next? Ransomware Hub has gone back to the victim, Change Healthcare, one that's clearly willing to pay, and ask for more money in exchange for not selling the data they have on the dark web. It looks like, one way or another, the Ransom Hub gang is going to get their payday. Point being this, only you and your organization know whether or not you should pay the ransom when you get held up by cyber thugs. But know that if you do pay, odds go way up that they'll come back. Remember, they don't care about you or patients or families. They only care about the money. Take it from somebody who knows. There's a good article in Health Leaders written by the CEO of Scripps Health, Chris Van Gorder. Chris does a solid commentary on the challenges we face in healthcare cybersecurity. You absolutely should read this one. It's titled Four Ways Forward in the Aftermath of the Change Healthcare Attack. In fact, it's the kind of thing I'd consider adding to my next board presentation. Maybe just slip a copy into the board book. Thanks to Chris for being so transparent about the cyber attack there. You're setting a good example for others trying to make healthcare better. And finally, just in case you need something new to worry about, there's this thing that cybersecurity people use called the National Vulnerability Database. It's a repository that has all the current reported vulnerabilities for hardware and software and explains the problem and gives each one a risk score. The higher the score, the more urgent it is for an organization to update or patch that system, except that apparently it's way out of date. And apparently the problem is there's so many new vulnerabilities in our systems and they're being found and reported so quickly that it's overwhelming the resources we've counted on to build this National Vulnerability Database and keep it up to date. In fact, it's overwhelming the entire Common Vulnerability and Exposure, or CVE, process. They're working on it, of course, and there may be other ways around these challenges, but it's good for everyone to understand how fast and furious these new announcements about vulnerabilities are coming at your technology teams. It's just one of 100 fastballs being thrown at them right now. If you want to know more about this, there's a really great story in Security Week. And the great thing is you don't have to look up all these stories. I post them all at thisweekhealth.com/news. It's a great way to start your morning or do a quick check-in during the day. Helps you stay up to date on all the industry news. Thanks again to our partner, Order, the exclusive sponsor of the 2-Minute Drill, and their latest product, Order AI Chasm. It's in the AWS store now. You can find the 2-Minute Drill now wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for This Week Health Newsroom. There's a collection of great shows in there you also might be interested in. And that's it for the 2-Minute Drill. Thanks for listening. Stay a little paranoid. I'll see you around campus.